Hey, Mighty Warrior, you know the great John Wesley once said that if you give him 300 men who fear nothing but God, hate nothing but sin, and are determined to know nothing but Jesus Christ crucified, he said he would set the world on fire. Do you know that one quote changed my life? Because after hearing it, God immediately gave me a vision to build a team of 300 men who would change the world for Christ. But I didn't realize it at the time that a man is the hardest thing to reach. And if you don't believe me, just ask any pastor or men's ministry leader or even a wife. Now, due to the success of our Real Men Connect podcast, we've managed to reach and teach men all over the world in 43 countries and still counting. But John Wesley knew when he spoke those famous words, just like Jesus did, that there's a huge difference between attracting a passive crowd of men and recruiting a committed team of men. So we decided to launch the Real Men 300. The Real Men 300 is an opportunity for you to join an exclusive team of men who've agreed to financially partner with Real Men Connect to be personally mentored, supported, and coached so they can be professionally trained and equipped to mentor, support, and disciple the next generation of men for Christ. So we want to personally help you grow in Christ while you're supporting us in ministry. We're a nonprofit organization and we rely heavily on your financial support. So we're asking you to consider partnering with us by giving at least $30 a month, that's only a dollar a day, to help us help you be the man God called and created you to be. To give or to find out more, just go to realmen300.com. That's realmen300.com and join the 300 today. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men are warriors. That's it. Simple and plain. Nothing fancy today, nothing catchy. Real men are warriors. For the past 4 weeks, we've been doing a five-part series on the greatest challenge men face. And that challenge is intentionally choosing the type of man he's going to be every single day of his life. And we say that every man has five options. And this week, we're going to talk about the fifth and final option. That is the way of the warrior. Now, back in episodes 120, 122, 124, and 126, we talked about man's four previous options. And also confessed that I've been all four types, including the fifth one that we're going to talk about today. So I wasn't throwing any stones. So what were the four types? And if you hadn't been following us for the past 4 weeks of the Real Men Check-In, shame on you. But let me quickly do a review of the four types of men. First, we have the whiner. Now, this is the man who is paralyzed by his past because he blames his present situation and circumstances on his past problems. He's what we call a why baby, meaning he's always asking why bad things happen to him or why good things never happened for him. Then we have number two, the worrier. The worrier. This is the man who struggles with moving forward, not because of his past, but because of his fear of the future. He's always worried about things going wrong, not working out, or the worst case scenario. He's not asking why, but he's always wondering, what if? Then we have number three, the waiter. The waiter. This is the man who desperately wants things to change, but he's not willing to make any changes. He's waiting for God or someone else to rescue him so he can just sit back and reap the rewards. I call him the poster child for the definition of insanity. You know what I'm talking about, right? Doing the same things over and over again, but expecting different results. Because he's just waiting for the Lord to fix it. And then we have the fourth type of man, the wounded man. Now, this is the man we discussed on last week's episode. He's the man who isolates and disconnects himself emotionally from others, refusing to engage or trust other people. Because he's been traumatized and hurt in the past, and now he feels helpless in the present, and he feels hopeless when it comes to his future. Now, if you haven't already, please go back and listen to those four episodes because I share with you my personal journey as all four of these types of men. That's in episode 120, 122, 124, and 126. But today we're going to talk about our fifth option as a man, and that's the warrior man. Now, there's really nothing special about this type of man. He just chooses not to whine, worry, wait, or be afraid of being wounded. It's not that he hasn't experienced any of the battles of the other four men. He's just learned to walk with God so he could overcome those battles. And do you know why he doesn't whine about his past? worry about his future, wait to be rescued, or fearful of being wounded again, because he's focused on leaving an eternal legacy and he's willing to fight for it. That's why he's a warrior. He's not looking backward, inward, or even forward. He's looking upward. He knows he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him, Philippians 4:13. And he knows that he's more than a conqueror because he's in Christ and Christ is in him, Romans 8:37. And because he stands on God's words, he's willing to fight, not flee, except from sin. He says to God, "God, send me," when other men ask, "Why me?" He chooses to stand up when most men would choose to back down. He's not afraid to trust other men because he trusts God and he trusts the God in men. He's not concerned about not knowing the answers because he knows he serves a God who has all the answers. Now, simply put, he's ready to die for what Christ lived for. He adopts King Leonidas' model from the movie 300. Did you see that movie? King Leonidas said in 300, "No retreat, no surrender." See, if we're going to die, a warrior would rather die with the spear in his chest than in his back. See, he'll stand and fight for his marriage. He will fight for his children. He will fight for his brothers. He will fight for his character, his integrity, his purity, his destiny, and he will fight for his legacy. Now, my question to you is, are you that man? And if you are, I'd like to lock arms with you so we can hold each other accountable. Because real men are not whiners, worriers, waiters, or wounded victims. Real men are warriors. Hoorah! So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays to make sure you don't miss an episode. Please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. Also, we have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.